This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Whatley on KLZ 560.
Welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. Be sure and check out our website, haystackhelp.com. There you will find a lot of great companies to do business with. They're on our homepage. We have a help box. You can send us any kind of questions or problems through there. And, of course, our helpline is always open. That's 303-333-HELP, 303-333-4357. And then we have seniorresourceofcolorado.com, and a little bit different design here, and we're not looking for a multitude of companies on this. We're just looking for the right partners, and one of those right partners is with us today, handles all of our real estate, and that is Pamela Meyer. DenverHomeNavigators.com is her website, and it's always great to have Pamela in. So, Pamela, how are you?
I'm doing really well.
Wonderful to see you. You know, we talked on a previous show. It's hard to believe. They say as you get older, time passes quicker.
Way quicker.
It sure does. It seems like this year has just flown by.
Mm-hmm. It does.
It really has.
And I tell people, well, you know, when you have children, it certainly accelerates. And then when you have grandkids, it accelerates even more.
Yeah, no kidding. One segment or area of your business that you do and very, very good at, and I think it's a big help to people, is helping those making, not to be morbid, but maybe that last move. I mean, they're downsizing, they're getting rid of the big home, getting into something maybe on the main floor. That's a big thing mm-hmm. when people don't want to do stairs anymore
right.
or all that. So
right-sizing.
Yeah, so let's talk about it, because that does sound better, right-sizing.
Right-sizing is
downsizing sounds like you're getting rid of all my stuff. Yeah,
right. So, or you're losing something.
Yes. So take a minute and just say, you know, why did you pick this area to mm-hmm. incorporate into your business? Because a lot of people get into something like that, but they have no idea that's what they're getting into. But you like that arena.
Right. Well, I like that arena because I am in the demographic that I call us 55 and better. Not older, just better.
Right.
So I'm in the demographic. So my mind definitely can wrap itself around that later in life move, mm-hmm. Which for many it's a combination. Some people just don't, they just try to ignore it for as long as they can. And that can lead to problems.
Right.
If you don't at least discuss this with your family. And I have a real affinity for those of us in that older generation. I just think we have like-minded thought processes. You know, a lot of us grew up without locking our doors and doing a lot of business with a handshake and, mm-hmm. you know, some kind of old-fashioned stuff. So there's a natural affinity that happens a lot of times.
Right.
I also had the opportunity to work with a builder of a 55 and older community, and really learned a lot for myself about that whole move time. You know, what's involved? It's more emotional. People need more in the way of assistance sometimes. So hence seeking out organizers, estate sale planners, you know, some people who are resources that I don't personally do this,
right.
but I at least can refer people to others who do this professionally and do it well and aren't fly-by-night kind of. Because
mm-hmm.
as we age, people are pretty susceptible to scammers,
sure.
you know, especially if you're not bouncing stuff off of kids or friends or other family.
Right.
Because, you know, we're the grown-ups. We're the parents. We don't need their advice because it doesn't matter if we're aging. And so that's what gets people into trouble if they're not talking with others. I just had lunch the other day with a client who is looking at another. I mean, she moved into this 55 and older community thinking that was it. Well, she lost her husband 16 months ago.
Wow.
And now she doesn't want to own anymore. She wants to move into a rental that is 55 and older, active adults, like actually has planned activities, that kind of stuff to help keep her engaged. So she's aware. So I met with her and her daughter. Well, a grown daughter. And I was thrilled to do it. I said, I'm so glad, because the last time you moved, you were with your husband. Your kids felt comfortable with whoever you were doing business with. So I'm thrilled to have lunch with you too, so that Jean knows who I am. She can see me face to face. And don't get me wrong, I think kids have a pretty good gut reaction to who is this person that's going to interact and help my parent, and do they have their best in mind, or do they have ill intentions? Right. You know, God gave us intuition for a reason.
Sure.
And we can't always put our finger on it, but I think it's pretty important to meet someone face to face. And so I was thrilled she was along for that meeting. Even though my client thinks I rock, I want her daughter to think that I'm going to take care of her mom.
Sure. Yeah. Very important. You know, moving is overwhelming if you're 25.
<It's>
35, 45, it doesn't matter.
It gets worse.
But it sure can be an overwhelming thing, you know, 60 plus.
Yeah.
One, we've got a lot more stuff, as we always
more
say.
More stuff comes in than leaves.
But is that one of the big things that you think keep people from, you know, making really a better move for them in life to get to a better dwelling for them, is the fear of just
having to go through all that stuff?
Through all that?
Yeah. It is a factor, because even from an organization in your home factor, there are those of us, I can say I've walked this path, where there was a piece of a place in my house that was in the loft that was in such disarray, I would just kind of walk upstairs to go to bed at night, and I just would turn my head. Like, I don't, as long as I don't have to look at it, it's not really there.
Right.
Like kids, you know, if I close my eyes, you're not there.
Mm-hmm.
And, but I think part of it is not thinking ahead. I would say primary times where people actually even have this thought cross their mind are when their kids are grown and out of the house. And I will tell you, we all want to keep that extra bedroom or two in case they come.
Sure.
And generally, they don't.
Do. Oh, well, they don't?
They don't. Once they're truly out and about, they don't come and stay for long. So I understand when somebody wants to right size from a 5 or 6 bedroom house, sometimes larger, into something that's 2 bedrooms and a den, or 2 bedrooms and an office that can still be used as another bedroom if they wish. But the key ingredient being, I don't want to clean 4,000 square feet, or I'm done with doing those stairs because various things have happened that make them more difficult. It's not that they can't do them, but part of the being proactive rather than reactive is that if you're reactive, sometimes you make too quick of a move to something that isn't ideal, and you end up moving twice.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why even discussing and talking about it and investigating what options are out there before you need to make a move versus are considering making a move can be the difference between a 1 or 2 move solution.
Sure.
It's that piece of I know that if I were to move tomorrow, I'm in a 2-story house, and we've ended up with the 4 bedrooms upstairs. We have 1 guest bedroom, 2 offices.
Right.
And a master. So, 1 office for me, 1 office for my husband.
Sure.
So, but if I were to make a move tomorrow, as capable as I am of doing the stairs, I would absolutely go for 1-floor living.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't mean I couldn't have a 2nd story with bedrooms up there. But my master would be on the main floor. My laundry would be on the main floor. So the only people that would have to go upstairs would be a house cleaner or a guest.
Right.
I would not have to go up there, whether it be temporary or permanent.
Mm-hmm.
If I just needed a new hip or a new knee, if it was something more permanent where I couldn't do those stairs to that 2nd floor, I'd still have room for guests if I wanted them.
Right. Yeah. Absolutely.
But I could stay in my home. I wouldn't be forced into a move that I didn't want or anticipate. And that's, I think, when people discuss it and start thinking about it, that's why I said sometimes those conversations start 2 years in advance, mm-hmm. sometimes more. I have a client who hasn't moved yet. Her husband had to have 2 different, you know, he had his hips replaced. one at one time, one at another time. So they're still in the same house. And they're still, but we're investigating. We're having lunch next week.
Right.
Because I've been out looking at different places.
It's more comfortable that way, too. You're not, the client doesn't feel rushed. You don't feel rushed. And when you've got that time to plan, and we've said this before, very few things go well without a proper plan.
Yes.
And sometimes people end up making a mistake.
Right.
Because they did no planning and found out 6 months, boy, we did the wrong thing here.
Right.
Yeah.
And then they end up doing a second move.
And that's expensive.
And it's expensive.
Sure. So downsizing made easy, simplifying your life should leave you overjoyed, not overwhelmed. So give Pamela a call if she can help you out in any way, 303-506-0106. So a few minutes left in a second. So I'm going to read you a couple of these things, then get a 45-second kind of answer for you on them.
I can do anything in 45 seconds.
Yeah. One thing you say here, you know, with this help is, number one, create a plan that fits your lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
Why is that important?
Well, because that eliminates or helps you eliminate the, oh, crap, this was a bad move. Let's make another move. Some of the discussions are not only the actual lifestyle of main floor living, main floor master stuff, but some people don't want to move into a ranch style home because they don't want to do yard work. Either they're not able, they don't like it, they're tired of shoveling their own snow.
Mm-hmm.
Some of my people have made moves just because they want the lock and leave lifestyle that lets them travel, because they're younger retirees, more active retirees, and some aren't even retired yet, but their kids are gone. They're like done with that big house thing, and they travel often. And so they like that when they leave, they don't worry about the house because somebody else is taking care of everything exterior.
Right.
You know, so lifestyle being, are you wanting to travel? Do you want lock and leave? Do you still want a yard? You know, there are all those kind of questions, because I have other friends who have relocated into a ranch style property, and they just hire all the work mm-hmm. outside, including having somebody come and shovel their snow
sure.
when it's bad. So you can do it both ways.
Right.
It's just costs money,
mm-hmm.
but it costs money to move to a lock and leave community because you have HOA fees, because you're paying for someone else to do all that.
Sure. Sure.
So it is a matter of, what's your preference? Do you still want the backyard? Do you care about the backyard anymore? Are you here enough to care about the backyard?
Mm-hmm.
Also, having amenities nearby. I will tell you that before the hospital went up in Castle Rock, older clients wouldn't move to Castle Rock because hospital care, doctor care was too far away.
Right.
You know, it's a thing to be mindful of. Not, you know, you don't have to live right near the hospital,
yeah.
but you have to have access.
Sure, sure. And, you know, and boy, you covered a couple of these things there, because you say surround yourself with highly qualified professionals. And I think all those reasons you just explained, because you can help out with so much with your other clients that you deal with. You got a lot of connections with things, with mm-hmm. helping them move. And we talked about at the beginning, it's overwhelming. And so another part of this whole thing is dealing with a house full of possessions.
Right.
And, you know, and you work with some great people on that. I think we've all walked into that spare bedroom you mentioned earlier, wanting to clean it and then looked at it for a second, or went through one box and like, done for today. Because
right.
it's overwhelming, you know, to do that. But again, having someone like you that knows all the steps necessary to where you get down to the last deal, celebrate your new lifestyle. That's what you want, is that where everyone is happy, they're safe in their new home, and everything is good for them.
I just talked to a client the other day who had right-sized, and she said it took her a couple of months just because it was like, well, where do I want to put stuff? And, you know, just kind of getting settled and feeling like it was home. It took her a couple of months to make mm-hmm. it feel like home. And she's like, I just am so happy to be here, you know. And other people are like, it's immediate, you know. Sometimes it doesn't take adjustment, sometimes
sure.
it does. But I haven't had anybody say, oh, this was a really bad idea, I should have kept my house.
Right.
Not
right.
one.
Yeah. Well, great information. Again, if Pamela can help you with this, downsizing made easy, And once again, the tagline, simplifying your life should you leave you overjoyed, not overwhelmed. And Pamela can help you out. Give her a call. Maybe you're a caregiver. Maybe you're a family member. You need to know how to start that conversation with a loved one. Pamela can help you there as well. 303-506-0106. You can reach her at her website there, denverhomenavigators.com. Pamela, thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. We'll take a break and be right back.
Without changing your budget, own your home faster. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. Many of our clients have learned to pay less interest to the bank, not change their spending habits, and own their home faster. Affordable Interest Mortgage has a possible solution. 720-895-0500. Does your current loan allow you to access your equity without refinancing for another loan at higher rates? Does your current loan allow your equity to make your mortgage payment without late fees or dinging your credit? At AIM, we have a loan that allows you those freedoms, all for 30 years. This could be the last loan you need. Pay off your home faster, pay less interest to the bank, access your equity when you need it, skip payments. Call AIM for details, 720-895-0500. If you're tired of paying all that interest up front on a traditional 30-year fixed, call 720-895-0500 and let us save you thousands. Home of the Asset Manager, locally owned and operated, where it is all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DOR, NMLS 298-191, Equal Credit Lender.
Hi, this is Scott Watley. Let me tell you what I love about Stack Optical. They are truly one of the last optician-owned, family-owned optical stores. At Stack Optical, you can be confident you'll receive personal attention. For over 50 years, Alan Stack has shown he really cares about making his customers happy. Stack Optical also has a beautiful new location at 2233 South Monaco Parkway in Denver. Free and easy up-close parking. Stack Optical has an on-site eyeglass production lab. Whether you need office eyewear or a new set of shooting or golf glasses, Stack Optical has the solution with the Stack Sport Pack. Give them a call today and ask for their $69 eye exam, 303-321-1578. That's 303-321-1578. Your eyes and vision are one of the most important things in life. I'm confident at Stack Optical. You'll see the difference. That's 303-321-1578, stackoptical.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us. Glad to have David C. Sean back in studio with us. And David is with C. Sean Financial Services, and that is also with the Householder Group. You can check out their website at cseanfinancialservices.com. And David's kind enough to give us a free consultation. So if you'd ever like to do that, please give him a call at 720-482-1917. And with that, we will welcome Mr. C. Sean. How are you, sir?
I'm just fine, Scott. Thank you very much.
Good to see you again.
Good to see you.
Had a little bit. Hey, I guess we got HIPAA laws here, so we got to be careful. But no, yeah, I got a knee replaced, so that's awesome.
Yep, got one, and it's already in the past history.
So, boy, that's good. And you're looking good and doing good. So, man, it's amazing what they can do to now.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, really is.
Much better than when we played ball years ago.
Yeah.
It took forever.
I bet, for sure. Well, again, C. Sean Financial Services, and David comes on with us a few times a month, and we talk about retirement planning and all the things that are involved with that. And we were discussing today's topic here, and we were talking about the fears that people have in retirement and outliving their income. And David, I was sharing with you an article I read, and it said 3,000 people were polled and asked what they feared the most, death or running out of money in retirement. And two-thirds came back, they feared running out of money in retirement. So it's a real fear.
It's a huge fear, and that percentage just goes up as time goes on, because we have such great longevity in this country now. You know, back when I first started my business, if you lived to age 72, that was pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, that has increased over the years, to the point now where people who are 65 and are married, one of the two folks have a chance of over 30% of living to age 90. And we see many statistics that take that to 95. So what we try to do is we try to plan to age 100, not age 72 anymore.
Right.
And so when people think about that, they retire, whether voluntarily or forced, And now all of a sudden they're looking at the potential of 30 years in retirement. We have people that have been in retirement more than they've worked. And you need to be able to have the cash flow to do that. Mm-hmm. And the biggest concern that we have, we've got a number of risks that we go over that every client has to address. Some have addressed them already and don't have many left. But the primary risk is longevity. How long will you live?
And that's really where it starts, because if you don't plan for those proper number of years, you know, that's not, and if you don't make it to that age, you're still good, because you've got that plan to take that. But like you said, man, in that article also it said, you know, if you're a healthy 65-year-old male, 42% have a chance of living to 90, and another 22% to 95, just like you said. So you've got to have a plan that starts there. How long do you need the money for?
Yeah, right? And you need it forever,
mm-hmm.
All right? And the primary concern that most people learn about is having some form of lifetime guaranteed income. Lifetime guaranteed income, you will read in many of the history books on financial planning, is the key to covering those percentages of monthly expenses that you want covered. You want to have that guaranteed monthly income in the foundation of your financial house so that nothing can wreck it. Such things, and people ask me, well, what are, you know, guaranteed lifetime income vehicles? Well, obvious is Social Security.
Mm-hmm.
From those that are getting it, we've got cost of living increases, hopefully, along the way. And that's a check that comes in every month on time, and you like it. You like that check coming in.
Sure.
Some people are fortunate enough to have a pension, although a lot of them are gone by the wayside, but there are a few of the folks that's still around that have an actual pension that gets a check every month. Let's say like the teachers here in Colorado have PARA.
Mm-hmm.
They get that check every month, and it has a cost of living increase in it every year, and that check comes in. So some folks have the ability to get their Social Security check and then maybe a pension check from where they work, so they get two checks coming in. And it's a question of deciding for each individual how much money on a guaranteed basis do you want coming in to cover what percentages of fixed expenses every month. You cover those fixed expenses, whatever, whether you want to cover 25% of them or 75 or 100%. You cover those fixed expenses, the anxiety of retirement dissipates.
Sure.
And that is a key for people to really understand. And there are only so many tools that
right.
you can use for guaranteed lifetime income.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care what you read, the newspapers, listen on CNBC News, all these gurus that come on and tell you this, that, and the other thing, what to buy, what to have, what to keep. There's only a couple of things that you can do to have lifetime guaranteed income. Now, if a client tells me, I don't care about lifetime income income, that's fine. That's his prerogative. When he leaves the office, he'll sign a note saying he doesn't care about lifetime income.
You know? So you can remind him later.
if there's a need.
Right.
But the point is that most people need some amount.
Sure.
So the way they either get it is, again, having Social Security, having a pension, or looking at tools like annuities. And annuities aren't dirty words. Annuities is a tool that can be used. It's not for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a lot of different annuity tools out there. And if you use it for the wrong reason, they're absolutely terrible. If you use it for the right reason, they could be incredibly helpful.
Right.
So you know, and I always ask people, what other tools do you have out there that you know about that you can tell me about that'll do the same job?
Mm-hmm.
Tell me. What are they? And all these people that advertise just buying stocks and bonds, they can't do anything.
Right.
The banks can't do anything that's reasonable. All right. So there's not many tools left. And people have to understand what those tools are and how they can work for them, and then find a comfort level if they are with them, and to be able to employ them to the extent that they need.
Mm-hmm.
Not that a salesman needs, but
sure.
they need.
Sure. And, you know, so it looks like it starts out with the mapping out the plan of number of years they need it, and then finding that right vehicle, and sometimes it may be a couple of those vehicles, so to speak, to get you to where you want to be.
Precisely. And it takes a little effort, takes a little time, but that's why we have people come in and visit with us. We are fiduciaries by law, which means we have to fully understand a client before we can make any recommendation. Therefore, a client will come in and sit down with us, and I have to get a bunch of information in the first session. And normally that's pretty easy to do. And then number two, we have a second session, and they'll review what we've had. I'll review with them what they told me to make sure I'm on the same page as them.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't charge for those meetings. Those are so that we get to know each other, and I can see if there's anything I can help them with, and if they really do want our help.
Right. For that number for free consultation is 720-482-1917. Again, you can check out their website at cichonfinancialservices.com. That's C-I-C-H-O-N, financialservices.com. And again, David's with the Householder Group. And, you know, throughout the next few months, you're going to hear about some different classes that they do that'll be coming up in September and October, and we'll talk about those. We're going to talk about long-term care and a lot of different things that make up this, because it's amazing the people that I run into that hear our show and they say, oh, you know, I'm pretty good with my investments. And they think that is their retirement plan in a whole, right, just because investing. And that's very far from the truth.
That's 20% of what you need to address. There's another 80%
mm-hmm.
that is equally as important. And people fail to address it. And that's why we have people that come in for the first time that I classify as just-in-case retirement folks. And these are folks that, along the way, they put together some assets, and they're waiting, and they've waited to retirement, and they thought, boy, when retirement comes, I'm going to buy that new boat so I can go fishing the way I want to.
Right.
Or they say, you know, let's take that trip to New Zealand, and well, my wife's running around, I could go fish for those big salmon. and then when retirement comes, all of a sudden they say, geez, I'll just keep using that old boat just in case I need to raise some money. Or instead of going to New Zealand on that trip, why don't we go over to Grand Junction and save that money. And it's just in case retirement, I call it, because of that. They're concerned. And then what happens? They die. Their kids get the money, and the kids buy the big boats and go to New England, New Zealand. So we have to be aware of this. And we have to know that planning is an important little item along the way so that we don't have that anxiety when we hit retirement and we have a plan of action.
Sure. Real quick, a couple minutes left here. Why is getting a second opinion an important deal in this? Because I think there's a lot of people out there that either have worked with financial advisors and maybe weren't happy now and they got out of it, they're trying to handle themselves, or they say, hey, you know, I've been with a guy or gal 15 years, and as far as I know, I'm good, but it doesn't cost anything for them to come in and meet with you to get that a second opinion. So I would just say, why not? Because you're going to get one of two things. You're going to get peace of mind that you're doing the right thing, or, man, maybe you can catch something now that's really going to help you, right?
Right. Well, I think what the reason is historically people have gone to advisors or brokers or other financial people. And what has happened to them is they walk in, and before they know it, they're filling out a little piece of paper about their risk. And 10, 15 minutes later, they're coming back to them and say, geez, you know, all the stuff that you own is just junk. Sell that, and this is the best thing for you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's ridiculous. And so people are paranoid. They're paranoid of being pressured into something.
Right.
All right. Now, as fiduciaries, I can't do that. I don't want to go to jail, so we don't do that kind of thing.
Sure.
All right, but we encourage people to come in to get a second opinion. And the things that most people own, quite honestly, in my opinions and what I've seen over the years, there's nothing wrong. Maybe they just need to tweak it a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And if they've been with somebody 15 years, that means something. I'm not going to disrupt their relationship.
Right.
I'm going to show them how to enhance what they have. And maybe I can't, and that's okay.
Sure.
But the point really being is that you get a second set of eyes. No one is pressuring them to do something, But I'm going to ask a bunch of questions because as a fiduciary, I got to understand you first before I can recommend what steps that you ought to consider.
Right.
What are your choices and what are the ramifications of those choices?
And everybody's different. Everybody's situation's different. And so, you know, you may go to some of these firms where, I mean, they're locked in. They're kind of a captive agent, I guess I would say.
Yep.
And so they may say, hey, this is the best thing we've got.
Right.
And that may be the best thing they've got, but it may not be the best thing for you.
Right. And that's why going to what I call independent folks, we're a registered investment advisory firm. We're independent. We can go anywhere, do anything with the products and services that are out there to solve the client's problems. And that's the key. What problems does the client have and how do you solve them? It's not what product you're going to sell them.
Mm-hmm.
It's how do you solve them?
Sure.
Now, it may end up in some form of some product.
Right.
But they're going to understand it. And if they don't understand it and aren't comfortable, they're not going to buy it here.
Right. David, thank you so much. Always great to have you in. CeShawnFinancialServices.com. Give them a call today for that free consultation or, you know what, maybe that second opinion. 720-482-1917. 720-482-1917. This is Haystack Health Radio.
You were injured in an accident. You went to the doctor and you thought your insurance would cover it. But that was before you realized how the insurance company actually works. And before you knew how long your pain would really last. So now you're stuck with a bunch of bills that you can't afford. And the nagging pain has been keeping you up all night, making you feel like you're going to lose your mind every day. You are not alone. There is an answer. Call Flesh & Beck Injury Attorneys. Flesh & Beck have the experience and the knowledge to navigate the complicated maze created by the insurance companies designed to minimize your claim. They will answer all of your questions and help you to determine if you are entitled to compensation for your pain and suffering. If you've been injured in an accident, call Flesh & Beck Injury Law at 303-806-8886 for a free consultation to find out if Flesh & Beck can help you get the compensation that you deserve.
Hi, this is Scott Watley from my friends at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center. Listen, I've trusted my pets to Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center for over 11 years, and you can too. At Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, they believe all pets deserve to have a good life. Whether your furry friend needs a checkup, advanced medical care surgery, boarding, grooming, obedience training, food, care products, or hey, just toys, Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center has you covered. Open 7 days a week for your convenience, and they're located at 8681 East Lincoln Avenue in Lone Tree. Learn more at LoneTreeVet.com or give them a call, 303-708-8050. That's 303-708-8050. Tell them Scott sent you.
Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, today at 3. Now back to Haystack Help Radio.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining. We appreciate you being with us. Glad to welcome in studio now Dr. Dean Anderson. He's a chiropractor with Front Range Medical Center here in Greenwood Village. They're located at 8400 East Prentice Avenue. 720-851-9694 is the number, 720-851-9694. Great to see you, Dr. Anderson.
Good to see you, Scott.
It's only been about 5 years I've tried to get you to do this show.
No,
you're a busy man.
Well, here we are.
Great to have you in. I tell you what, it's the first time you've been on. Let's give a little background about yourself and then kind of an overall view of your practice.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, again, I'm Dr. Anderson. I've been in practice here in the Denver area for since 2002. It's been the past probably coming up on 9 years where the sole focus of our office has been the treatment of peripheral nerve pain. So we work with a lot of patients who are diagnosed with peripheral neuropathy. We've got a treatment that we use in our office for nerve pain that patients are dealing with, which is commonly burning, stabbing, shooting, electrical type pain.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of 100% of what we do these days.
Wow. Yep. So when we talk about the word neuropathy, I think I've mentioned some people, they go, what is that? And other people absolutely know what it is. But give us just kind of that definition of neuropathy.
Absolutely. Neuropathy is nerve damage. And we specifically see patients who are dealing with peripheral neuropathy. So this is neuropathy of the peripheral nerves. And these are nerves in our feet, our legs, our hands, our arms. Usually, Scott, when this starts off, patients will notice some altered sensation. You know, they'll start to feel kind of numbness or tingling, pins and needles in the ball of the feet or their toes. As the condition progresses, it can start to work its way up the extremities towards the knees. Usually the symptoms are pretty equal bilateral, you know, one side compared to the other.
Right.
And then the other thing that will happen as it progresses is just symptoms will intensify. So patients will start to have more of the sharp-shooting electrical nerve pain. Patients have a lot of numbness, and because of the numbness they have real issues with balance and stability. We see patients who don't feel comfortable driving because they can't feel the gas or the brake. So, again, peripheral neuropathy is damage to peripheral nerves, and these are the nerves in our extremities.
Now, are there different types? You use the word peripheral neuropathy, right? Yeah. Is that the main term? Or?
Yeah, you know, it's the main term, but there are different types of peripheral neuropathy, and more importantly, there's different causes. You know, that's usually one of the more common questions that patients have when they come in, is some people know why they have it, and there's always something that causes it.
Sure.
Patients are very familiar with diabetes being a common cause.
Sure.
But other things that can cause this are any real issue with blood sugar. Patients who are even pre-diabetic can end up with peripheral neuropathy. We see patients who have neuropathy as a side effect of certain medications. Certain chemotherapies are known to cause neuropathy.
Oh, okay.
It can be side effects of statin medications. It can be a result of an autoimmune or chronic inflammatory problem. So one of the things we really focus on when patients come in the beginning is really getting an understanding of why they have it, what's causing it, because, of course, that's going to be a real key in successful treatment with that individual.
Sure. So walk through that kind of initial consultation. I mean, you know, what are some of the questions you just ask, you know?
Yeah, well, commonly when patients are coming in, my goal as a practitioner is to figure out if they're a good candidate for treatment.
Sure, see if you can help them.
Absolutely. So when I sit down with patients, I'm going through a very thorough health history with them. And again, this is trying to help me understand not only their symptoms and how it affects their daily activities and what their goals are, but, you know, I need to understand a lot of background. I need to understand other health conditions they have. So we spend a lot of time in the beginning in really just gathering information. The other thing we do at an initial consultation is we go through a very specific peripheral neuropathy exam. There's some specific tests we do which help us understand the type of nerve damage they have, the severity of it, you know, and all of this information is going to really help determine if we can help them.
Sure. Dr. Dean Anderson is our guest once again. He's a chiropractor at Front Range Medical Center and the owner of Front Range Medical Center as well. His number is 720-851-9694. And I didn't ask you this before we went on live radio, but is it a free consultation?
Yeah, the consultation when patients come in is a complimentary consultation.
Okay.
And Scott, that consultation includes, you know, a chance where I can sit down, go through their health history. I also go through that neuropathy-specific exam I mentioned, and I review past medical history. So oftentimes after patients are in that first appointment, we do request some of their past records to look at.
Okay.
And again, this just starts to help me understand why they have neuropathy, what's causing it.
Sure. Do you see, is there a age range in this? Does it happen mostly with people, let's say, over 50? Or do you sometimes see it in people 30, 40 years old?
I mean, I've had different ages,
okay.
Absolutely. But more commonly, my clientele are patients who are, you know, 60 or over.
Okay.
Neuropathy, again, is usually caused by something, some other health condition, you know, some autoimmune inflammatory condition, a blood sugar problem. So as, you know, our health kind of degenerates as we age, we'll tend to have, neuropathy.
Yeah.
So point is most of my patients, are usually 60 and over.
Right. Would you say it, most of the time it affects diabetics, or sometimes, hey, there's really no sign of diabetes, but they still can have this peripheral neuropathy?
Absolutely the latter.
Okay.
It doesn't have to be blood sugar problems. I mean, it is the most common cause that I'll see to neuropathy, blood sugar issues, but I see a lot of patients in my office who have neuropathy as, you know, results of side effects of medications because of autoimmune or chronic inflammatory problems. So there's a long list of things. You know, liver, kidney issues can cause neuropathy. So it's not just blood sugar problems.
Right. So I know the word cure, or, you know, we stay away from the word of curing something, but is this something that your goal is you're trying to get them as close to a cure as possible, or is it really a managing type of deal that you go through with a process like yours?
Yeah, no, I want to start off by just talking a little bit about the treatment we do, because that'll help me better explain some of our objectives and goals with patients. We do a treatment in our office that's electrical. It's called electronic signaling treatment, and it's the most advanced form of electromedicine. It uses really high frequencies and amplitudes of current. And our whole objective with the treatment part of what we do is to treat the patient's symptoms of pain. You know, they're burning, they're sharp, shooting electrical pain. So the treatment's very effective and good at being able to handle nerve pain. Mm-hmm. The other part of what we do is we work a lot with the underlying issues of what's caused that nerve pain. So if patients have blood sugar issues, if they have inflammatory problems, if they have autoimmune issues, there's also things we're doing to address those underlying issues. So then once they go through treatment with us and we treat their neuropathy pain and they're not having the burning and they're not having the stabbing pain and they can sleep at night and they have better sensation so they walk better, it doesn't come back. You know, so you have to be able to do both. The treatment we do, this technology allows us to treat the nerve pain, but then we're also addressing those other issues along with it to allow the patient to have a good prognosis. So to answer your question of, is this management, is it a cure? I never use the word cure. We can't make new nerves.
Absolutely.
You know, that's not what we're doing. We're treating nerve pain with the treatment. But the objective is to be able to get a patient to, let's say they rate 80% improvement when they're done. You know, they're not having the pain they did, and they can sleep at night, and they can enjoy hikes with their family and go to movies and, you know, have a good quality of life. Well, we want it to stay like that.
Yeah,
so we do follow-ups with patients, and patients will sometimes have to do ongoing things, not in the office, but if they have neuropathy because of blood sugar problems, then they're going to have to keep their sugar stable. Because if it's not, then it could come back. You know, so what we do is we want to take patients from point A to point B, and then we release them from care. We don't expect this to come back, but there are ongoing things patients have to do to make sure that those underlying issues don't trigger their neuropathy symptoms again.
Sure. It's amazing that no matter what type of doctors I have in to do interviews with, how much our diet affects so much of different conditions.
Yeah, it really does.
I mean, it's unbelievable. Dr. Dean Anderson's with us. Again, it's Front Range Medical Center, 720-851-9694. Again, 720-851-9694. Now, this consultation he just talked about has a $120 value, but again, if you'll mention Haystack Help Radio when you call, they will get you in for that free consultation, and you can also check them out online at advancedneuropathytreatment.com.
Hey, Scott.
Yes.
Let's change that website. Website's no longer active, and we've switched it. No problem.
Yep.
The website is denverneuropathy.com.
Denverneuropathy.com.
You got it.
So denverneuropathy.com is the website for that. And again, only for our Haystack listeners can you call and get this free consultation. It's 720-851-9694. So this must be, I mean, anytime we have pain, it's miserable, but wow, this must really change people's life when they go through this condition of neuropathy.
Yeah, it's great. You know, Scott, one of the most rewarding things for me when I see patients is a lot of times patients are told in dealing with neuropathy that nothing can be done for them.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, it's a common thing that I see. And a lot of patients coming into our office are, frankly, very skeptical because they've been told nothing can be done.
Sure.
And, you know, I'm always very upfront with patients, and I tell individuals we can't help everyone. You know, but if their neuropathy is not too severe, and if we can figure out why they have it, you know, treatment's going to be effective at handling the nerve pain. And we address those underlying issues, and we balance their sugar out, or we decrease their inflammatory issues, or, you know, they have their prescribing doctors take them off the medications that maybe caused it. Their prognosis can be very good.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the most rewarding things is to see patients who, you know, thought that they were at a point nothing could be done, and that they, you know, were going to continue to struggle just trying to sleep at night, or they weren't going to be able to travel with their family because their mobility was so bad, or, you know, they couldn't simply go on a hike because they hurt so much.
Right.
You know, for those patients to get results and for them to be able to do those simple things, you know, it's very rewarding. So, you know, for a lot of these people, it's, you know, they feel hopeless, and when they have hope, it's a nice thing.
Sure. Do you see that a lot? A couple minutes left here in this segment. Do you see that a lot where some of the prescriptions and medications people on really cause them more problems than good?
Man, it can, but it's such a fine line, you know, because there's a time and place for everything.
Sure, sure.
You know what I mean? So, you know, like I see patients who have neuropathy because of, you know, chemo that they've had. But, I mean, they've got to take chemo because they've had cancer, you know. So, yeah, it's just that kind of the fine line. So, you know, there's a time and place for everything. You know, we do see the side effects of medications, but, you know, I think everybody's always trying to do the best they can for their patients. And, you know, that's our goal in our office.
Absolutely. Give the office a call, 720-851-9694, 720-851-9694, denverneuropathy.com. Mention Haystack Help Radio when you call, and it's a free consultation. Dr. Anderson, great information.
Thank you.
We got to take a short break, and we'll be back with more right after this.
Medicare. There are so many questions. What to enroll in and what coverage will be best for you? Figuring out when to enroll. Where can you go to get all of your questions answered? That's easy. GIA Insurance. Since 1984, Group Insurance Analyst has been helping folks just like you. No gimmicks or fees, just honest help and guidance. Avoiding the most common mistakes in Medicare can make the difference between having good financial and health security or not. Perhaps the biggest mistake you can make is assuming that your health insurance will stay the same when you turn 65. Don't wait. Call the Medicare Help Team at GIA Insurance, 303-423-0162. That's 303-423-0162. Or stop by at 9195 West 44th Avenue in Wheat Ridge. GIA Insurance is an official Haystack Help Registered company and a member of SeniorResourceOfColorado.com.
Tired of walking into your local gun store and seeing the same old thing? Hey, let me tell you about Rampart Firearms. You'll find a great selection of guns, ammo, tactical, and personal defense weapons. Rampart Firearms is also a great stop for all of your hunting and shooting needs. Shotgun, rifle, or pistol, from predator hunting to your next big game trip, Rampart Firearms is located in Douglas County at the foot of the Rockies. Just a quarter mile up Highway 67 off of Santa Fe in Sedalia. They're open Monday through Saturday, 10 to 7, and hey, you'll only pay 4% tax on your purchase. Rampart Firearms, 720-468-0050. That's 720-468-0050. Or visit them at rampartfirearms.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us. Glad to have John Hinkle with us, Online Trading Academy. And Online Trading Academy is one of the first companies that came on with us with Haystack Help back in 2009. So, again, these folks have been doing it the right way for all of these years. And they are the largest financial educator in the country. And with that, welcome John back with us. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. Good to be here, Scott.
You know, when we talk about all these different centers that you have, this is a great advantage to me for students, because if they relocate somewhere, move somewhere, when they want to get back in maybe with some more training and stuff, pretty good chance there's a center fairly good travel to them.
Yeah, one of the great things that about the Academy is we've got campuses all over the world, more than 40 of them, I think 42 at last count. Don't hold me to that, but I think that's right. And really all over the U.S. and throughout the English-speaking world. So, and we have students that, you know, that move to other locations. You know, we're in a mobile society, so one of the great things about the Academy is wherever you go, you know, there's usually an academy nearby that can further your education.
Right. You know, it's been a while since we kind of reset who you are and your professional background in this. So take just a minute and tell us a little bit about your background.
Yeah, before I started running the Denver branch of the Academy, I spent 25 years as a professional trader. I spent 15 years on the Chicago Board Options Exchange trading for myself, buying low and selling high every day. You know, and then I spent, after that, I spent 10 years at the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, the largest futures exchange in the world, trading electronic futures for myself in my account. And, you know, one of those things that happens as you age. When I turned 50, I knew I wanted to do something else, and I wanted to get back out west. I grew up in Arizona, so I wanted to get out west where there's a little sunnier than Chicago. And for the last 6 years, I've been teaching people at the Academy, or running the Denver branch of the Online Trading Academy, teaching people how to trade and invest.
Right. And we've mentioned this before, but don't be fooled by the name Online Trading Academy. Tell us a little bit about the campus.
Yeah, we've got a great campus right here just north of the Denver Tech Center. We've got three classrooms where we teach people how to trade and invest using a highly precise patented method.
Okay. Now, I think the thing that scares most people when you talk about stock market is just the volatility. I mean, things go up and down, and you hear some of the really rich guys losing just, in Texas, we would say boatloads of money in an hour or two, you know. And so, I mean, Warren Buffett the other day, I saw him doing some stuff. So tell us how you guys look at the market.
You know, it's interesting. One of the things that we kind of reduced the markets to the simplest component, we're concerned with price action because that's something knowable. That's something in front of you. You can see. If you can read a chart, we can teach you how to trade, as one of our instructors likes to say. We tend to filter out the news. A lot of times the news has people doing the exact wrong thing at the mm-hmm. wrong time. And we want to look at actually price action. So we'll teach our students to look at the markets a lot differently probably than they have. We're not chasing the hot tips from your neighbor or the hot tips that you see on sure. any of the financial news networks. We're interested in having a very grounded approach to looking at the market.
All right. Again, John Hinkle is our guest. Online Trading Academy is the company. You can check out their website at tradingacademy.com. And John does this for us every once in a while, but talk to him a little bit before the segment here. And tell us about this half-day class that you have and what you're going to do for us.
Yeah, well, it's really a great class. It's an opportunity to really learn about the markets, you know, from the ground up, why the market goes up, why it goes down. We're going to show you during that class how to make more money with less risk. We're also going to give you a step-by-step process you can take to really make the market work for you.
Right. And, you know, I was in a bookstore the other day picking up something for a guy, and I just was looking around, and, man, many people have written books about stuff, but when you look at your proven method for over 40 years, that's a lot better investment of 3.5 hours, I think, to come to a half-day class.
You know, it's funny. There's so many. I think there's more self-help books on diet and investing than any other
right.
kind. And frankly, you know, that's probably not the best way to do it. You know, one of the things that I think about the investing world and trading world is just like a lot of, you know, if you look at people that are tradesmen or people and, you know, a doctor, you go to school and then you become an intern and then you do your residency. Mm-hmm. You know, trading's the same way. It's a skill that people learn, and it's really about having a mentorship process, and that's kind of what we really offer at the academy when it gets down to it.
Right. As I mentioned, I saw you in one of your TV deals the other day, and you used a couple of words. You said skill set. You know, so it takes some discipline for this.
Yeah, it really takes. You know, it takes some practice. You know, one of the things I want to be quite clear on is it's not a get rich quick scheme. It's more of a get rich slow scheme.
Right.
I tell our students that we're running a marathon, not a sprint, and these are life changing skills that you have for life. Mm-hmm. And once you have those skills, you can never be outsourced or downsized or you know, it's incredibly powerful to have the security knowing that you are in control of your own destiny.
Right. You know, I've been over your campus a number of times and see they're doing breaks. What are some of the things that students, you know, they may come up to you and just say, man, I am so surprised to learn.
You know, it's funny. I think one of the things that students are really surprised are is how misleading some of the financial press is and
yeah.
how they tend to tell you to do the wrong thing at the wrong time. And it's not, I don't know that it's intentional or anything like that. It's just, you know, people get excited when things go up and you know, it's there's so much misinformation or
sure.
maybe incorrect information out there that leads people to make bad decisions with their investing. I think they're always surprised by that.
Yeah, the media can certainly put everybody in a tailspin very, very quickly.
Yeah, you know, one of the things, if you think about, human beings are creatures, we're social creatures, you mm-hmm. know, so we can be influenced to our detriment occasionally by others in the investing, and maybe in some other areas of life too, but certainly in the investing area, you know, it pays to be clear thinking and think ahead outside the box, really.
Right. You know, I think one thing that I was talking with some of the younger folks here at the station the other day, and we were just talking about how really, I mean, most, you know, kids, their parents that were, you know, let's say if we're in that 50 to 60 range, parents didn't teach us a lot about money, and schools don't teach us a lot about money. So I think what's a challenge you'd give somebody out there? Hey, if you're in that 40 to 50 range, you think you're doing good, whatever. I mean, again, you don't realize how much money it's going to take to retire, right?
Yeah, and it's not just retirement, too. I mean, people want to live an enriched lifestyle. If you think about it, it feels like people I talk to, wages really haven't kept track with mm-hmm. what things are cost. So, I mean, think of what the housing market's done. Think of the cost of education. Think of the cost of health care. You know, people aren't really keeping up with those expenses. So it's not just retirement. It's you know, I talk to families every day that they kind of feel like they're stuck and they're frustrated that they can't get to where they want to go. And trading and investing might be something that could move them forward. And so I always encourage people to come and kind of check that out at the half-day class and see if it's something that could have a meaningful impact for you.
Do you see any advantage where, or do you have a lot of couples that come together where they kind of want to learn together?
Yeah, you know, and we see a lot of couples that come together. Usually one spouse or the other is interested in trading, the other's there for support, but I think it's always great, you know, if you're in a significant other, to have that person on the same page with you.
Right. Again, we've talked about their instructors a lot of times, but in your opinion, I mean, what do you guys look for in an instructor? I mean, what makes a good teacher like that?
Well, I think the most important thing is, well, first off, there's certain qualifications they have to have. They have to be a professional trader, number one. However, that's not really enough to be a really good instructor. You have to be able to communicate things to people that are brand new to financial markets. People that are real novices to trading and investing, you have to be able to communicate in a way that they can take that information and apply it themselves to make a meaningful impact on their own trading and investing.
Absolutely. Again, give them a call, 303-217-4511. Tell them you'd like to come to this half-day class. During this class, you're going to learn how the Academy anticipates market moves with great degree of accuracy using their patented rule-based strategy. As I mentioned earlier, this is a $500 value, but the tuition is waived. All you have to do is mention Haystack Help Radio. Again, that number is 303-217-4511, and you can check out their website at tradingacademy.com. John, man, another 10 years we'll be doing this again.
Always.
You guys have helped a lot of people. My mechanic, even that I've used for probably 15 years, you know, came to the class there and is doing some things with you. And I mean, he said, man, he goes, you know, it's cool. He goes, because I don't want to make a mistake. And it's not that you won't make a mistake. I don't want to say that. But he said, I want to have people that have already been down that road teaching me.
You know, it's like anything else. It's easiest to learn from somebody that knows what they're doing, somebody that's already doing it. I don't care if your goal is to be a chef or a barber,
right,
or you know, an electrician or a doctor. You want to learn from somebody that knows what they're doing, that can teach you the right way and maybe help you avoid some of the mistakes that they may have made along the way.
Sure. Well, give them a call today. Take advantage of this half-day class, 303-217-4511, tradingacademy.com. John, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Be sure and check out that website once again, tradingacademy.com, and take advantage of this free half-day class. And we want to thank you for being with us today for Haystack Help Radio. Be sure and check out our website, haystackhelp.com. And our helpline is always there for you, 303-333-HELP. That's 303-333-4357. Leave it right here on KLZ 560, and have a great day.
Views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.